My name is Becky, and if you're listening to this, then you know that this episode is all about how to be more assertive. If you've ever gotten this feedback that you need to be more assertive in the workplace, then my guess that you were actually probably a bit confused or concerned about what to do with that advice. Because being assertive is actually quite vague, and everyone has a different definition of what that means. So I went ahead and checked, and I learned the true definition of being assertive, which is having or showing a confident or forceful personality. Having or showing a confident and forceful personality. So I've heard many young professionals, including myself, get the feedback that they need to be more assertive in the workplace. Now, first, I'd like to push back on that advice for young professionals because oftentimes you're still developing your personality in a work setting. For instance, you have a personality that evolves over time. It was different as a child than it was as a teenager and then in college, and then it all changes again as you become an adult and you get into the workplace. You're figuring out and deciding who you want to be and what your leadership style will look like. So I think when you get the feedback that you need to be more assertive, it may be that you're just not quite there yet and you're figuring out what's going to work best for you. So I always think it's a good idea whenever you get feedback of any kind to process it, to sit on it, to thank your supervisor or whomever gave you that for their feedback. Really, and mean it. It's a good thing. More information is better. And then I'd recommend that before you internalize it and think that you need to fix yourself, I want you to put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, what are they trying to teach you here? What are they trying to teach you here? Maybe that they had to learn themselves the hard way. What might they be trying to save you from? And when you look at their own leadership style, do they perhaps struggle with the same thing? Can you find an example of them struggling with that same characteristic trait? Is it possible that they got the same feedback before from someone else? Always take feedback with a grain of salt, no matter who is delivering it or how confident they are. Let's get back to being assertive. So when I first became a supervisor, I got this very specific feedback that I needed to be more assertive. I was told that in meetings, I should raise my hand more and say what needed to be said. And I also got the feedback that I should be more assertive with my new team members, the ones that I was supervising. I was the same age as one of the employees and significantly younger than all of the rest. So that put me in quite the predicament because when I heard that I should be more assertive, something in my body literally was repulsed at that feedback. I thought, I barely feel qualified for this role. If I am supposed to be more assertive, I am literally going to be acting. And people can see right through that. And how can I be more assertive when I haven't gained the trust of my employees yet? And what if I don't want to force my way as a leader, but rather become respected over time through the consistency of my actions and my words? But after months and months of receiving this feedback, I finally tried it out on my own. And I can tell you that it didn't work for me. And it was a turning point for me when I realized that being assertive all of the time is not my leadership style. So I thought about what has made me a successful leader in the past. I was always captain of my soccer teams growing up. I always seemed to gain a leadership role in whatever I was doing. And I looked at those traits and I started to embrace more of me. And I realized that I lead by example. And I lead with kindness. And I lead with empathy. And I lead with respect. That doesn't mean that there's only one way to lead. And my supervisor's leadership style worked for him. And it was about being assertive and sometimes aggressive, and it worked. I think as you get older, you will practice these traits. You will try them out for yourself and see how they fit you. And if it doesn't feel right in your body and in your soul, then maybe you're forcing it when you don't need to. A second thing I want you to do, if you get the feedback that you need to be more or less assertive, I want you to ask yourself, and maybe even the person who gave you this feedback, what does it mean to be more assertive? When we think about the definition of being more assertive, there was two pieces to that, being more forceful and being more confident, which are actually a little bit confusing, right? Different things. And, you know, chances are that person doesn't want you to necessarily be more forceful. That isn't necessarily seen as a good thing. But when we think about the confident piece of it, that's more of a personality trait, which I think is also very difficult to give feedback for, especially in the workplace. You don't ever want to give feedback around someone's personality. Because if I can just stick on this for just a minute, as a new supervisor or an employee in a brand new role, you're not going to feel confident. It would be almost arrogant to walk into a brand new role and assume that you know it all. You can be confident that you will figure it out and that you're smart enough to do this role, but you're going to stumble and make mistakes. And there's a lot of vulnerability that comes with a new role. So again, take the feedback with a grain of salt. People's confidence comes from many forms. I have a quiet type of confidence where I sit back and observe and decide how I want to react, while other people prefer to talk about their feelings in the moment. There's no one right way to lead. So when you're thinking about what it means to be more assertive, again, it would be helpful to actually ask, what does it mean for you to, for me to be more assertive? Can you give me an example? Does it mean to be more clear or concise in my communication? Does it mean to set boundaries around my workload and what I can take on? Does it mean that I should learn how to disagree more respectfully or how to introduce my ideas with more persuasion? And is it possible that maybe you're coming across as more passive and letting employees or patrons make the rules? I think it's really important to ask those questions because they're all valid and they're all things that you can work on. But I don't want you to get hung up on the feedback of being more assertive or feeling like you need to change who you are. Because I think going too far, being too aggressive isn't really that helpful either. And if I can just be honest, and you know I like to be honest on this podcast, I had some preconceived notions around assertiveness. And when I realized that I didn't have a very assertive leadership style, I went down a slippery slope. I started to place no value on being assertive and honestly felt a little bit resentful of the feedback that I got. But that perspective held me back even more because I realized that there are plenty of good reasons to be assertive. Being assertive helps you be more direct and clear around what you want. Brené Brown says, clear is kind, and it is, because by clearly saying what you want and need, you will feel better and more relieved, and so will the other person. Clear, direct communication consistently over time will result in stronger relationships. And you can do this. You can be direct while still being kind, still being honest, and still having empathy for your coworker or employee. With assertive communication, you will reduce your stress and you can walk away knowing that you said what needed to be said. Your staff will begin to trust you because they know that you are speaking the truth when you talk to them. People can always tell when you're holding something back. It will either come through in passive-aggressive behaviors, which isn't productive or healthy, or it just gets blurted out in your annual review, which is always a surprise and never fun. So finding ways to tactfully communicate this will be of utmost importance when you become a leader in the higher roles. And finally, being assertive shows that you're both brave enough to stand up for your rights and for what you believe in. And by balancing that with active listening skills, you will show that others can be assertive and respectfully communicate their own thoughts too. I want to reiterate that when you're just starting out, you're going to get lots of mixed feedback. That's what happened to me. Because as I started implementing more assertiveness into my style, I got the feedback that I was now being too assertive. I was so confused. And I realized as I talked to more women in the workplace that we often get that feedback. Women in particular have to walk a fine line between being too aggressive and being too passive. We all have to be a little bit careful about how we come across. One practical thing that you can do is to find an ally or a friend within your organization who can look out for you. So if you know that you have a meeting coming up that feels important to you and you know that you'll be speaking up in it, tell them in advance to pay attention to your delivery and your message. Tell them that you want their feedback and then ask for it after the meeting. And that way, if you get feedback from your supervisor, you can balance their feedback with your friends and at least know how it was perceived to more than one person. The truth is that if you see yourself filling big shoes one day, you're going to have to balance assertiveness with your leadership style. I recommend that you trust yourself as the ultimate decider. So if you know that you want to be a parks and rec director or a city manager or a CEO, well, you're going to have to step up in a lot of different ways. You're in it for the long game. And so you can start out by observing and learning and letting others lead. And eventually, over time, you can hone your leadership style and learn when being assertive works for you. Getting to the next level in your career will take patience and building those muscles of communication and presentation. You will make mistakes and you will offend people, and not everyone will understand you. And as a leader or just as an adult, you will have to learn to deal with the consequences of your words and actions. That's how you become better. So to wrap up, remember that being assertive is a balancing act. If you get the feedback that you need to be more or less assertive, trust yourself first. Learn your leadership style over time and see how things feel for you. Whatever feels right after you speak your truth, go with that. You don't need to force anything. You just need to be you and continue to strive to be the next best version of yourself. I hope this was helpful, and I think this advice would have saved me a lot of heartache and headaches in the early years of my career. Take care, you guys, and let's talk parks soon.